Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganso G, just making a video about the faces of women. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are well and are kicking ass. I'm going to do this little video about women. Yes, I'm going to do this kind of like Faces of Death, but Faces of Women. Look at this dumb bitch. It says, Amy Schumer says John Cena was actually inside her during sex scene. Yes, John Cena's a fucking faggot, but he's a buff faggot, and you think this guy would want to fuck this bitch? No. Supposedly bodybuilders, a lot of them are homosexuals. Well, it makes sense because, you know, they love the male form so much, so, yeah. Well, they do say only a man knows how to please another man. Is that true? I don't know. I never know, and I'd rather not. So, let's continue. Yes, friends, here's the first face of women. Look at this blue-haired freak. Yes, this lovely lady kind of reminds me of Howie Mandel's character Maurice from the movie Little Monsters. Yeah, man, you believe this fucking chick thinks she's fucking hot or some fucking thing? Yeah, man, she's fucking ugly. Look at the fucking glasses that she's wearing. They look like Coke bottle glasses. She has fucking blue hair, but yet she's bald. And she looks like an Oompa Loompa. Do you want an Oompa Loompa in your pussy? Do you? Well, let's roll the clip and see. Yay!
I just realized something. I'm officially the blue-haired bisexual one in the friend group who lives off of coffee and black clothing. The prophecy has been completed.
Yes, the prophecy of being a stupid woman has been completed over and over again. Yes, friends, this is the shit that women do. And look at this ugly-ass creature. I bet she believes she's fucking beautiful. And she's bisexual? Nice! Yes, do you think a woman wanna fuck this fucking creature? Apparently, if she fucking came out of that fucking shithole's mouth. So, whatever, right? Well, if you wanna see some more fucking Down syndrome, I have a fucking clip of a woman watching a sex doll fucking date. So let's see how that ends up, right? Let's watch.
I legit bought his doll on a date with him. What is this world coming to?
Yeah, I wonder if this is one of the ones from the dollhouse. Yes, do you want to get one like this? Hey, it looks nice, right? Why not? So let's watch and let's enjoy the show.
He's feeding a doll. What the hell?
Daddy.
Oh my god.
Oh shit, I didn't know that sex dolls could come to life. Oh shit, it's kind of like TFM's fucking documentary, The Dolls on My Balls, or something like that. Yes, they do come to life, so you better off having one of those, and you could freak out the foids when they do. Yay! What a pleasant surprise. Do you want to see another surprise? Oh, I got another clip with everyone's favorite sex doll. It's not Celestina, but enjoy.
What is wrong with this city? Someone legit left their doll on the street. Ugh. I wonder if it's...
Just like a homeless person begging for change. You should give her a new home and save her. Don't just leave her there on the floor. What the fuck? Yes, man, you should save these fucking lovely ladies. They're better than real women, in my opinion. But let's continue.
Been used.
Oh, my God! Daddy! Daddy!
What is wrong with this town?
What, stupid? Did you forget that people are fucking assholes and people do some stupid shit just to fuck with you? Yes! Congratulations! You noticed that people are fucking assholes! Yay! But if you want to see some more assholes, I have a clip from the day of the 90s with Ricky Lake, and there's a fucking stupid woman that was butthurt because a guy dumped her and now she's quote-unquote pretty! So let's watch that clip.
You may have dumped me, but look at me now, and you can't ever have it again.
Well, lady, you're not bad looking. Yeah, you look alright for the 90s. You're a little bit too skinny for my liking. You need to have a little bit of meat on your bones. But you'll be able to... Yeah, you're passable. I would fuck you, but I wouldn't say you're drop-dead gorgeous. You're not a 10. I would say you're about... maybe a 6. Yeah, I think you're a nice solid 6. You know, for the time. Anyways, let's continue.
Tony, what do you think of that?
Well, I broke up with her because
All I did was give 100% for nothing in return.
Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. This guy just said it correctly. If the bitch fucking treats you like shit and you give her your all, what's the point of being with her? Yes, you do the bend over backwards for her. You show her that you love her and that she's awesome. But while she treats you like fucking dirt, like crap. Yeah, she's probably talking to other dudes and she thought that was acceptable. No, this guy has dignity. So he fucking said, fuck you, bitch, I'm out. And then you're like, this guy broke up with me even though I'm so hot and beautiful? I'm a goddess? No, bitch, you're not a fucking goddess. You're just fucking regular meat just like everyone else. And when you die, you rot. So why the fuck do you deserve special treatment? Just because you have a pussy? No, bitch. That just makes you have babies. But still, you're just the same fucking thing that rots in the ground just like everyone else. So let's continue.
Seeing that she looks so great today?
She looks the same as when I left her.
Yes, friends, that bitch wasn't nothing special. She thought she was special, but that's how women are. They think they are these great creatures and they need to be worshipped. But no, you're just a fucking female. You're just a human just like everyone else. Just because you have that slip between your legs doesn't make you special. No siree, Bob, but it. People believe all kinds of shit. Don't be delusional like these people. Everybody has these stupid ass fucking delusional ideas, and then it ends up being bad. Right, friends? Look how the world right now is. All these stupid females think they're God's gift to men, and look how everything is. Their birth rate is shit. Everything is shit, but eh. Don't worry, once you get your pimpin strong, you can regulate, and they'll fall in line. Oh yeah, especially with this war is fucking done. Yeah, Earth is gonna get reset, and when women can't fucking do their shenanigans and they actually need a man, you will see they're gonna start latching into you. It's gonna be funny. But anyways, let's move on to something better, because nothing's gonna get done if we don't do shit, right? So you do your awesome stuff, be great, get your fucking stuff in order, because bad times are coming and it's gonna be a doozy. So you guys be great and I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
So the literal only upside, if we all end up going to fucking war, is that at least the men will be gone. You know, like at least we'll get rid of them for a while. And maybe we can start rebuilding here at home to make things better. I think we'll just get rid of the men. That seems like a pretty good plan. I don't know.